You're with SBS Radio.
Labing isang tao ang napatay at anim na iba pa ang nasugatan nang isang lalaki ang nagsimulang mamaril sa isang seremonya ng binyag sa isang sinagoga sa Amerika. Sinabi ng pulisya na ang pinaghihinalaan ay dinakip nila dahil sa nangyaring pag-atake sa Life Congregation sa Squirrel Hill District ng Pittsburgh. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat na tinipon ni Sonja Heldeman. Ang mga kapitbahay ay pawang nagulat pagkatapos ng isa pang maramihang pamamaril sa Estados Unidos. Sinabi ng pulisya na isang lalaki ang namaril sa mga miyembro ng isang komunidad Hudyo sa isang sinagoga sa Pittsburgh na nauwi sa maramihang pagkamatay at pagkasugat ng iba pa. Ayon sa espesyal na ahente ng FBI, Bob Jones, ang senaryo ay lubos na nakakapanlumo.
This is the most horrific crime scene I've seen in 22 years with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Members of the Tree of Life Synagogue, conducting a peaceful service in their place of worship, were brutally murdered by a gunman targeting them simply because of their faith. The suspect's full motive is unknown, but we believe he was acting alone.
Sinabi din ng FBI na iniimbestigahan nila ang pamamaril bilang isang krimen ng galit o hate crime. Itinagdag ni Gobernador Tom Walz ng Pennsylvania na ang mga ganitong pangyayari ay hindi dapat payagan.
Anti-Semitism has absolutely no place in our Commonwealth. Any attack on one community of faith in Pennsylvania is an attack against every community of faith in Pennsylvania. And I want the Jewish community across the Commonwealth and across the country to know that we stand in support of you as we together mourn this senseless act of violence.
Ayon naman sa dating rabbi ng Tree of Life Synagogue, Chuck Diamond, nagluluksa ang lokal na komunidad ng Squirrel Hill.
I cried, and I'm still, you know, I heard about it, and I thought, wow, I thought about the people who I knew would be there. And I'm thinking, and a lot of them were, boy, you should see, they drive up in their cars and you're like shuddering that they're still driving. And they shuffle in with their walkers. And I mean, it was terrifying to me when I first got the call. And then I started getting calls right after that. And I'm torn apart.
Ang nangyaring pag-atake ay nagtulak sa malawakang kalungkutan sa ibang bansa. Sinabi ni Punong Ministro Benjamin Netanyahu ng Israel na ito ay nakakawasak.
I was heartbroken and appalled by the murderous attack on the Pittsburgh synagogue today. The entire people of Israel grieve with the families of the dead. We stand together with the Jewish community of Pittsburgh. We stand together with the American people in the face of this horrendous anti-Semitic brutality. And we all pray for the speedy recovery of the wounded.
Sa Australia, kinondena ni Punong Ministro Scott Morrison ang pinakahuling malawakang pamamaril sa Estados Unidos. Sinabi niya na ang masamang pamamaril ng mga inosenteng Amerikano na nagtitipon sa pananampalataya ay tunay na kakilakilabot. Tinawag naman ni Tresorero Josh Frydenberg ang pamamaril bilang isang walang kahulugang trahedya. Samantala, sinabi din sa ABC ng pinuno ng Partido Greens, Richard Di Natale, na ito ay nakakasindak.
The Greens' deepest sympathies are to the friends and families of those people affected by that vicious hate crime in the US. It's just a tragedy.
Samantala, kinundena din ni Pangulong Donald Trump ang pag-atake pero sinabing kakaunti ang ugnayan nito sa batas ng baril. Sinabi niya na kung may proteksyon sa loob ng templo, ang resulta ay maaaring magiging iba. Sa kabila nito, sinabi niya na kailangang maging matigas sila sa mga nagkasala.
We should stiffen up our laws in terms of the death penalty. When people do this, they should get the death penalty and they shouldn't have to wait years and years. Now the lawyers will get involved. And everybody's going to get involved and we'll be 10 years down the line. And I think they should stiffen up laws and I think they should very much bring the death penalty into vogue.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.